Hi everyone, welcome back to A-Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So, yesterday, everything was going great, and then it went wrong, because Paige was getting ready for her prom, which is tonight. Big, great occasion.
That's right.
Formal dress, she's going to be wearing nice clothes.
Yep.
It's one of the most special nights of a student's life, really.
That's right, and when you go to one of these formal balls or proms or parties, it's traditional to go with a date. Mm-hmm. And of course, Paige had a date. Leo, her wonderful friend, Leo, was going to take her. Everything looked ready. Paige was getting ready. She was beautiful. She was waiting for Leo to show up, but he didn't. He called instead, and he called with news. Terrible, terrible news.
He is sick. He has a horrible virus that's making him throw
deathly
up.
Deathly ill.
He can't go to prom. He's too sick. It's going to spread the disease.
Yeah.
So Paige, she was about to cry. Oh. What's she going to do? She can't go to prom without a date.
And she's been excited about this all year long. Mm-hmm. This is the greatest thing, but it's not going to happen.
Unless
she can find a date.
Yes, indeed. So she has an idea. She's going to go to prom with her grandpa. Now, you might be wondering, why? Why grandpa? Is this a good idea? Will they have a good time? The answers to all of these questions and more will be in today's part two of the Meet the Wang article. Let's find out what happens.
Paige gets a new, old prom date.
Grandpa is now in a classic suit.
You look so handsome in your suit, Grandpa.
I never get to wear it these days. I'm happy it still fits.
Mr. Wang drives them to prom. Paige and Grandpa talk in the back.
Why did you choose me, Paige?
Family is important to me. Also, I'm so busy these days. We don't spend enough time together.
At the prom, Paige's friends gather round.
Where's Leo?
He's sick. My grandpa is my date.
Later, people are dancing to the music.
It's okay if you don't want to dance, Grandpa.
Are you kidding? Let's go.
Grandpa shows Paige how to ballroom dance.
I didn't know you could dance.
I used to dance all the time with your grandmother.
Later, Grandpa tells stories to Paige and her friends.
After my prom, we went on the school roof to look at the stars.
Cool!
Paige, Grandpa, and her friends are on the roof, looking at the stars.
I had a great time tonight, Grandpa.
Me too.
Word power!
Handsome. Handsome. Pat thinks he's handsome, but no one agrees with him. Pat thinks he's handsome, but no one agrees with him. Fit, 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 fit. Sean keeps growing, so his old clothes don't fit now. Sean keeps growing, so his old clothes don't fit now. Spend, 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 spent, spent. I often spend time with my family on Sundays. I often spend time with my family on Sundays. Star, star. You can see more stars when you're outside the city. You can see more stars when you're outside the city.
All right, so there we are. Paige and Grandpa are going to be going to Paige's high school prom. I guess compared to taking Grandpa, taking her dad would be weird.
That's kind of sad.
And taking Jimmy and Timmy would be a terrible idea.
That's just going to end in disaster.
They would get arrested. The school would burn down. It would be bad for everyone. So take Grandpa. Actually, that is a great idea.
Yeah, because she can't ask any classmates. No. They've already got dates. It's the last minute.
And often, you know, when you see the Oscars, it's quite common for the young actors to take their mom or their grandma, you know, just to sort of share this wonderful moment with someone, especially an older person, you know, to kind of include them in this great life event. So that's what's happening. And that's how it's set up at the beginning. It says Grandpa is now in a classic suit. We don't know if it's a tuxedo, that kind of black suit with the white shirt and the little black tie. Or maybe he's just in one of his old suits looking as handsome as he looked back in the 40s or something like that. But he's really spiffed up. He's really looking very sharp, very handsome.
Indeed. Paige says that exactly. She says, "You look so handsome in your suit, Grandpa."
Cool.
So let's take a look at that word handsome. It's an adjective. It's spelled H-A-N-D-S-O-M-E. Handsome. It's a word power word. So yesterday we talked about the word beautiful, which is often used to describe a very attractive, a very pretty woman or girl. The word handsome is used in a similar way, but to describe a man who is good looking, he's attractive. We call him a handsome guy, a handsome man. Okay, here's an example sentence. Pat thinks he's handsome, but no one agrees with him. Pat thinks he's handsome, but no one agrees with him. Who wrote this?
Wow, you're a very handsome man.
Thank you.
Yes.
I feel better for that.
I don't know who wrote that, but they're terrible.
Terrible people.
All right, let's get back to it. It says Paige is speaking now, and as she sees Grandpa in his suit, she says to him, "You look so handsome in your suit, Grandpa," and I'm sure he does, because often a suit can make any man look handsome or more handsome.
Even me.
Or certainly more formal. A suit, this is a noun, it's basically the jacket and the pants that men often wear when they're doing business or when they're dressed up for a special occasion. The suit is a combination of two things. The jacket, often called a blazer, maybe, and pants or trousers. They're usually made of the same material, the same color, they match. And that's basically what a suit is. And of course, you'll wear your own shirt and tie and all that other stuff. But yes, he's wearing a suit and he looks really great.
Exactly.
Like Brad Pitt or George Clooney.
Probably George Clooney, sort of older, yeah.
Sean Connery.
Oh, that's a good one.
Suit.
Okay, and Grandpa is pretty pleased. Mm. He says, "I never get to wear it these days."
That's right.
He doesn't do it often.
Yeah.
Because if you get to do something, then you have the opportunity to do that thing. And we say it to emphasize it's going to be an enjoyable thing, maybe something you don't do often. For example, "I've finished my homework, now I get to watch TV."
Oh.
Now we could compare this with have to do something. So get to do something is great. Have to do something means you don't have a choice about it. You must do it even if you don't like it. So here's an example with get to. Marie likes Sundays because she gets to sleep in. She can stay in bed because she's got nothing to do, no other work to get to, so she gets to stay in bed for a bit.
And that's why you've never heard anyone say, "I hate the weekends, I have to sleep in."
No.
"I don't want to." No, of course people want to, so they get to do something because it's enjoyable and rare. All right, back to Grandpa. He never gets to wear his suit, and then he adds, "I'm happy it still fits." Yeah, he might not have worn this suit in 10 years. If it still fits, that means it's still the right size for him. Good job, Grandpa. And fit is a word power word. Fit. It's spelled F-I-T. Fit. It's a verb, and if something fits, it is the right size or shape for someone or something. When you go to buy clothes in a store, for example, you'll look for clothes that fit. Same with shoes. You want to know your size, small, medium, large, something like that. And if you get the right size and you try the clothes on and everything is right, then you'll say, "This clothing or these shoes fit and I will buy them because they are the right size for your body." For example, Sean keeps growing so his old clothes don't fit now. Sean keeps growing so his old clothes don't fit now.
Okay, so we jump forward in time. Yep. We now see Mr. Wang is driving them, Paige and Grandpa, to prom. And Paige and Grandpa are in the back of the car, and they're just talking. They're sort of talking about what's going on.
There you go. They're on their way to the big party. And Grandpa has a question for Paige. Of course, he's very happy to be there. He went along very, very freely, and he's enjoying the experience. But he wants to know, why did you choose me, Paige? I'm sure there's other guys in her class she could have called. Or, you know, she had other choices about what to do. So he wants to know, why did you ask me or why did you choose me?
Okay, well, maybe you guys are wondering that too. Yeah. Why Grandpa? Well, Paige explains. She says, family is important to me. Also, I'm so busy these days. We don't spend enough time together.
Aww.
And it's true. You know, if she's at that age, she's in school, sure. She's really busy with work and exams, boyfriends, friends.
Yep.
She doesn't get to spend a lot of time with Grandpa. Mm-hmm. Let's explain what we mean here by looking at the verb spend, S-P-E-N-D. Spend. It's our next word power word. Okay, so spend, past tense, spent, P-P, spent with a T. This means to... When we're talking about time, to use time doing something or being somewhere. To spend time with someone means to use that time to be with someone and do things together. We could say, I spent a lot of time on my homework. Means it took you a lot of time, you used that time doing it. Here's another example. I often spend time with my family on Sundays. I often spend time with my family on Sundays.
Okay, so after their quick trip over to the school or wherever they're going for the prom, we are now at the prom, and Paige's friends gather around. Everyone's excited to be there, and of course they're sharing all their stories and excitement, and also they're looking forward to the big night, so they're all gathered around chatting.
Okay, but of course they realize something's not quite right, or something's different.
Leo's much older.
Yes, and one of Paige's friends, Serena, asks, where's Leo?
Of course, Leo's not much older. He's not there, right? And Paige says he's sick, right? So she explains the reason why Leo's not there. He's sick, and she adds, my grandpa is my date. So I did come with someone, just not Leo. There's the reason why, but I came with grandpa.
Cool. So we're going to skip to later in the evening, and people are dancing to the music. Mm-hmm. And there's always music at these things, whether it's played on a stereo, you would often have a band playing, something like that.
DJ.
So, yeah, people are dancing.
Mm-hmm. And Paige says, because she's kind, she says to Grandpa, it's okay if you don't want to dance, Grandpa. Some of the dances might be a little fast. Maybe he doesn't know the music.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's more into Glenn Miller and not so much into, you know, Diplo.
Oh, I don't even know who that is.
I don't know.
Okay, well, Grandpa, however, says, are you kidding? Let's go!
Wow.
So we use this phrase, are you kidding, to kind of mean, are you joking? And we say it when we don't quite believe someone. Here, Grandpa is using it to show that he really wants to dance. He's saying, what? Why wouldn't you think I want to dance? Of course we can dance.
That's
so
right.
He's saying, are you joking? Why would you not want to dance at your prom?
The idea is what she's saying is so crazy that it must be a joke. Are you kidding? Are you joking? Definitely, I'm going out to dance. So that's what happens. Grandpa shows Paige how to ballroom dance.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not sure if it's ballroom dance music, but he's showing her how to do things the waltz or the foxtrot or the cha-cha-cha.
Something a bit more classical.
Dancing from his generation, not so much in the modern generation. But still, it's fun.
Yeah, if they did a slow song,
that would
be fine.
You could cha-cha-cha to some Tiesto?
Okay, I don't know who that is either. Well, Paige then says, I didn't know you could dance. She's impressed by Grandpa's moves.
He doesn't dance around the living room at home very often. So Grandpa says, I used to dance all the time with your grandmother. Yeah, a lot of young people kind of think that their grandparents were always old and always sat around reading the newspaper or something. But no, when they were kids, they went out and they had crazy times too. And this, of course, is in the past when he was a younger man with Grandma. Even maybe when they were dating before they were married. So that's why we're using this phrase, I used to. That means that we're talking about something that was true or something that happened in the past, but in the present time, not so much, all right? So for example, you might say, people used to write postcards to each other on holiday, but now, of course, they just put their pictures on Instagram or something. Mm-hmm. We're talking about something that was normal or common or happened in the past, but we're showing not so much today.
That's right. And Grandpa says he used to dance with Grandma all the time.
All the time.
Now, all the time doesn't actually mean 100% of the time.
They didn't spend 24 hours, 7 days a week dancing?
They did not.
Okay.
So all the time is kind of a casual phrase just to mean very often, very frequently.
Yeah.
Not actually all of the time, just a lot.
You would die if you danced all the time. You need to eat and sleep and sit down. Anyway, so yes, it was something they did a lot in the past. That's why he's such a great dancer. So later, we see later Grandpa tells stories to Paige and her friends. So he's kind of back in my day.
Yeah.
You know, and he's talking about some of the things that they did that are similar to the things kids today do, but how they were different, the little ways that they were different in the past.
Yeah, he's talking about his own prom. Mm. He says, after my prom, we went on the school roof to look at the stars.
Oh, wow.
Okay, which is kind of a cool thing to
do. Kind of exciting, yeah.
Let's explain this by looking at the word roof. Some people say roof, but you can also say roof. Mm-hmm. It's the outside part of the top of a building. So it's not the ceiling up there. Mm-hmm. It's on the outside where you're in the open air. You can see the sun, the stars, and so on. Okay, so better look at stars.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. A star is a word power word, and it's spelled S-T-A-R. Okay, what is a star? A star is one of those lights that we see shining and flickering, usually, up in the night sky. It's just a huge, giant ball of burning gas of some kind, and it provides light and heat to the planets around it. Our sun is the closest star to our planet, but all of the other lights you see generally are either stars that are millions and billions of light years away, or maybe planets that the light from that star is bouncing off. Yes, there are billions upon billions upon billions upon billions. There are a lot of stars in the universe, so don't try to count them. But when you go out at night, most of the things you see shining in the night sky will be stars. For example, you can see more stars when you're outside the city. You can see more stars when you're outside the city. Yeah, it's true.
So Grandpa's telling all these stories, and Paige's friends think, this is good. This sounds a nice idea. They say, Cool. Yeah,
A fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And as we see,
that's the fun thing that they do next. It says Paige, Grandpa, and her friends are on the roof of the school looking at the stars. There they are up on the roof looking at the stars, just like they did back in Grandpa's day.
Yeah, and Paige says to him, I had a great time tonight, Grandpa. Aww. Remember that phrase from yesterday? Have a great time, have a good time. She has had a great time. She's really enjoyed herself.
This has been really fun, is what she's telling Grandpa, and he agrees. So he says, me too, which is what you say when you agree with what the person just said. Well, that sounds great. They took a sort of unlucky or unfortunate situation and turned it into a wonderful night.
Okay, and that is the end of our article on Meet the Wangs for this month. So it's time to go to today's wrap-up game.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽!
Okay, so we saw 8 different word power words in the 2-day article. I've written them all on pieces of paper and put them in this hat. Mike and I are now going to take turns pulling one of the words out and making a new sentence with it.
What? Okay. New sentence?
A new word power word sentence.
I thought we were just going to pull the word out and read it.
Well, you could do that too, but I think
this is hard.
Better
now
to do a sentence.
Golly.
Let's get some context.
Spend. The word is spend. Should I use this as money or as something else
valuable? Remember, it was spend time.
I love
with
spending
Grandpa.
Time pulling words out of hats.
Good for you. Isn't that lucky? Okay, what have I got? Oh, handsome.
Mm.
Yeah, very good. Seems like a lot of people don't think I'm handsome.
Oh, that's it?
That's it. That's all I got. That's my sentence.
Wow. I was just going to say you're super handsome, Pat.
Oh, thanks.
And everyone loves you.
All right. What have we got?
Ready. I wasn't ready to make sentences today.
You certainly weren't. What have I got now? I have... Oh, beautiful. Okay, so nobody thinks I'm handsome, but I know that I'm beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Okay, you're up.
Let's roll. Tonight... I'm going to go home and practice singing tonight.
Good for you. Okay. I'm going to pull out the word fit as a verb. So let's find out if this hat fits. Yeah, it fits.
It fits very well.
Pretty good. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Couple left.
It's not going to move.
No, no, no.
It's always the one on top.
Okay.
Rest. After making all of these sentences, I need a rest.
Yeah.
I need to rest, I should say.
We've been here so long that when we go outside, the stars will be in the sky.
You're a star, too.
Thank you. I'm a giant ball of burning gas.
He's a giant ball of gas hanging
okay.
in space.
Thank you very much, everybody, for watching us. For A Plus English, I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Step by step.
Are you kidding? I have to cancel our dinner plans for tonight. Again? Are you kidding? Sorry. I'll see you soon. I promise. Used to. Hey, do you like hiking? I used to go hiking a lot, but I seldom go these days. Do you want to join us for a hike this weekend?
Hey guys, 我是 Emily。你也看得出来我今天不太开心吧？为什么呢？因为刚刚我妹妹居然跟我说，我们家附近那家漫画店关门大吉了。Are you kidding？我甚至还惊讶呢，到对她说这句话 ，I can't believe it。她应该是在开玩笑吧？那家店分明生意就很好啊，即使面对数位化的潮流，那为什么会突然歇业呢 ？Yeah, she must be joking。刚刚我说的 Are you kidding？ 意思就是在说你在开玩笑吗 ？Kid 这边呢，不是我们一般学到的小孩的意思哦，它当动词使用的时候有跟某一个人开玩笑、骗人的意思，所以呢。Are you kidding? 也可以说 Are you kidding me? 你是在开我玩笑对吧？啊，我们还有学到一个字叫做什么呢 ？Joke 也有说笑话、开玩笑的意思。因此呢，我们也可以把刚刚那一句 Are you kidding? 变成 Are you joking? And yes, she must be joking. 那为什么我会这么 sad 呢？因为 I used to go there all the time.我以前呢常常去那里耶，几乎都要天天了吧。那你会说为什么是以前呢？哦，因为我现在没那么爱看漫画了。不是啦，刚刚有没有听到我说 used to do something？ 那 I used to go there all the time。如果今天的句型是人 used to， 然后后面加上一个原形动词的话呢，这个句型就是在描述某一个人他以前的状态，但现在已经不太一样了，有所改变了。So I used to go there, read comic books all the time. I used to go to that comic store all the time, but I don't go as often now.我以前呢常常去那一家漫画店，但是呢现在去的次数已经没有那么高啦。但我妹听到我这么说，她居然还问我说 Did you used to go there often? I can't remember. 当然啊，我当然常常去，而且我还跟她说 You know what? I didn't used to study after school. 而且你知道吗，我以前放学才不念书的嘞，所以我才会去漫画店啊。注意哦，一般来说呢表示以前的状态的确是刚刚那个句型没有错，人 used to， 然后后面加上一个原形动词。但是呢，当情况是问句或者是否定句的时候呢，因为加了一个助动词 did， 所以呢 used to 会变成 used to， 少了那个 d， 形成像是 Did you used to go there often？ 或是 I didn't used to study after school 这样的句子。好啦，我要去找下一家可以去的漫画店啦。I'm not kidding， I'm serious。拜啦。
Me the Wonks. Paige gets a new old prom date.
Grandpa is now in a classic suit. You look so handsome in your suit, Grandpa.
I never get to wear it these days.I'm happy it still fits.
Mr. Wong drives them to prom. Paige and Grandpa talk in the back.
Why did you choose me, Paige?
Family is important to me. Also, I'm so busy these days. We don't spend enough time together.
At the prom, Paige's friends gather round.
Where's Leo?
He's sick. My grandpa is my date.
Later, people are dancing to the music.
It's okay if you don't want to dance, Grandpa.
Are you kidding? Let's go.
Grandpa shows Paige how to ballroom dance.
I didn't know you could dance.
I used to dance all the time with your grandmother.
Later, Grandpa tells stories to Paige and her friends.
After my prom, we went on the school roof to look at the stars.
Cool!
Paige, Grandpa, and her friends are on the roof, looking at the stars.
I had a great time tonight, Grandpa.
Me too.
Handsome, handsome. Pat thinks he's handsome, but no one agrees with him. Pat thinks he's handsome, but no one agrees with him. Fit, 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 fit. Sean keeps growing, so his old clothes don't fit now. Sean keeps growing, so his old clothes don't fit now. Spend, 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 spent, spent. I often spend time with my family on Sundays. I often spend time with my family on Sundays. Star, star. You can see more stars when you're outside the city. You can see more stars when you're outside the city.